Thank you for listening to another episode of the Key to Success podcast. I'm your host, Chris. Please make sure you subscribe. Go on iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and review. I wanted to do a quick episode on the law of attraction, because not a lot of people believe in the law of attraction. Not a lot of people understand how it works. But one thing I noticed with all successful people is they believe in the law of attraction. And it's not anything super deep or super religious. The law of attraction is basically understanding that what you say and think consistently will come into fruition. Whatever you say and think consistently, I mean day to day, will happen in your life. Whether that's negative or positive, that's something you got to remember. If you're a very positive person, bad things will happen. Yes, it's part of life, but more so of your life will be positive because you only speak positive things into existence. If you speak progress into your life, progressive things will only happen. But if you're a negative person, you receive negativity as well. If everything is everybody else's fault, if you always are complaining about the opposite sex, that's a big one. If you always complain about how the opposite sex is anything, this goes for men and women. If you talk about how women are liars or how men are terrible, the only type of men and women that approach you will be terrible people. You won't get anything positive. You won't get anything productive out of all the complaining and the negative energy you put into the atmosphere. I remember explaining to my listeners that I only complain once per day, and there's a strong reason for that. Reason being, the more you complain, the more negative energy you're putting into the atmosphere. Now, yes, we all do need to rant and express ourselves. That's important. It's very, very important. But what you also need to remember, continue to put positive energy into the atmosphere. If you're a negative person, you only receive that back. You don't get out of life what you want. You get out of life who you are. So if you're a negative person, you'll receive negativity. You only get that back. So when you wake up in the morning and you tell yourself, oh man, I don't feel like going to work today, I hate this job, you're going to go to work and you're going to have a bad day because you started it off negatively. You started off saying, I hate this job. You started off saying, oh, I don't want to go to work. So you already told yourself, I don't want to be here. Now you're being more negative and it just keeps on a downslide. So with the law of attraction, what it teaches you is that everything you think that goes on in your head, you're not saying this to other people or anything. Everything you think affects your life. It's deeper than you think about it. It's deeper than you know. Because I had a time in my life where a lot of bad things were happening to me constantly. I mean, with the law, with family, with friends. It was just a lot of negative things were coming in my life, and I didn't understand why. I didn't understand why I just couldn't get out of a rut. You know, it's like you ever to think about life, like, why is this happening to me? Why me? Why me? Mainly because of the energy we put out into the atmosphere. It's because you're thinking negative things. You're saying negative things. A big thing I hear people say all the time is, I'm broke. I don't have any money. No, you can't tell yourself, oh, I'm broke. You can't say that because then you will always be broke and not have money. You have to say, I don't have any money because I spent my money or because I paid bills or whatever have you. Putting negative things like I'm broke and I'll never have any money, that's negative. All you're doing is telling your future is, okay, we won't have any money. So you are automatically stopping your own progress at that point. You're affecting yourself. Now, the law of attraction is so important. People should really understand that. I think it's something that should be taught in school. Because it can really change your life. If it's the law of attraction is really about mindset, like I always preach about. It's change the way you think. But another thing is you have to understand that whatever you put out into the universe, you get back. So if you're a man and you treat women terribly and you just dog women out and you do them wrong, that energy is going to come back to you. You're going to get that back because that's what you put out there. If you're a woman, and all you do is talk about men in a negative way. Even if you think it's a joke and you think it's funny, that energy is gonna come back. See, a lot of people think that it's okay to do it on Twitter, it's okay to tweet it, because I'm just playing, like my boyfriend is right here, it's funny. It's not funny, it's not a good joke, because that energy is still there, it's real. As soon as you say it, it's real. As soon as you think it, it can become real. That's why it's important to control your thoughts, and you can't let the media or society brainwash you into thinking what they want you to think. You always have to control your thoughts, emotions, things like that. So pay attention to what you're thinking consistently. Like really, really, I know it sounds deep, and this is why I think everybody should meditate, because then it will be much easier to understand what I'm saying. Take some time to really think about what you think about. Oh my God, I know that sounds very, very confusing. But just think about it. When you go into work, are you always thinking about, oh man, I got to deal with this terrible boss? You think about things you always think when you see certain people, but you don't say it. Think about that. And just think about it. Think about what's going through your mind when you have to go to school. If you have to wake up and go to class, what's going through your mind when you got to, when you're going to class? What are you thinking at that time? What are you processing mentally? Is it, oh my God, I hate to go to this class. Like, man, I can't be done. I can't wait to be done with school. All right, is that what's going through your head? Because then you'll start to understand more so why everything is so negative and the cycle keeps going and it continues. Until you start to think about things differently, your life really can't change. Lao Tzu said, watch your thoughts because they become words. Your words become deeds. Your deeds become habits. Your habits become character, and character is everything. So if we don't even go all the way through, if we just stop it, watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become deeds. Just stop right there. Just stop right there. That right there alone is enough for you to recognize the law of attraction is real. Let me tell you another story. So I know this young lady, we're pretty good friends. She's actually about to join the Greatness Podcast Network. She was explaining to me, you know, we've been friends for a while. She moved to LA about a year and a half ago so that she could work in film and media, you know, kind of behind the scenes things. So a few days ago, she was actually walking through city, through Hollywood, and she saw this Michael Jackson mural. Michael Jackson is like her favorite artist, and she's like obsessed with him. So she stops to take a picture, and when she's taking the picture, the guy who owns the building, comes outside and asks her, is she there for some audition for the casting? She explains, no, I'm not. I'm here. I'm just taking a picture of it. And she said, and then he asked her where she was from. And then she explained, oh, I'm from a different place. I'm from down south. And he said, what are you here for? And she explained, I'm here to do behind the scenes stuff as far as film goes. And he immediately asked her, do you believe in the law of attraction? And she says, yes. He said, okay, well, I can definitely help you as far as getting your foot in the door. And because I own my own production company, so you can actually come and work for me. So basically, she got hired on the spot for what she moved to LA to do a year and a half ago. Like, it's insane. And I asked her, what did she do that morning? And she told me when she woke up, she prayed and she asked, okay, can I get a sign that I'm supposed to be here? And then after she was done praying, when she was in her car driving, she said, okay, can I get a sign that this is what I'm supposed to be doing? So she prayed and then she asked the universe as well. And immediately it was shown to her. Like, that's how serious the law of attraction is. If you really want something, you will get it. You will get it. But you have to first, ask for it and be sure that's really who you are. Because again, you don't get out of life what you want. You get out of life who you are. So if you are a bad person and you're just genuinely a bad person, you will only meet bad people in this life. That's how it goes. That energy that you have is real, and you keep drawing the same people in. It's funny to me when women talk about their experiences in dating and dealing with men, and a lot of times it's stories about how the men are terrible. And I noticed that if you have more than three relationships that are just terrible, you're the common factor in each of these relationships. So at some point, it has to be about you and not about how bad everyone else is. At some point, it has to be about you, and you have to take accountability for whatever it is you're doing, whatever energy you have that keeps drawing those same people in. You are attracting those people. If every man you talk to is a liar, if every man you talk to is a cheater, what does that say about you? I understand there are a lot of bad people out there. There are a lot of bad men. True. Very, very true. But what I'm saying is, at some point, you have to look at yourself and say, what is my problem? What have I done wrong? You can't go in life blaming everybody else for everything they've done, especially in a situation with dating, because that's something you always control. You control who you date. You control who you bring into your life. You control who you bring into your atmosphere. So if every person you bring in is a bad person, that says a lot about you. And it goes to say, I don't want to make it seem like I'm harping on women here, but it's the same thing for men as well. If every woman you talk to is a gold digger or a liar or a cheater, if you get the same thing from every woman, that says something about you. It can't be everybody else. Like if you're a kid and you're in school and you always getting in fights, it ain't everybody else got a problem. You have the problem. And we have to look at our lives the same way. That a big part of that is, of course, like I said before, taking accountability. Be responsible for you and what you do, what you say, all of that, that comes into play when it comes to your, when it has to do with your relationships as well. Who you decide to date says a lot about it. That says a lot, because that means you took time, energy, effort to deal with this person. And if every person you do that with is a bad person, I'm just saying, man, at some point we got to look at ourselves in the mirror. We have to. If you work a job and you get fired from one job and you go to another job and you get fired from that job and you keep getting fired, it ain't that every company has a problem. You are the problem. You are. You're attracting something negative. It's something about you. This is supposed to be a law of attraction episode, but it's going in accountability. But I say all that to say this. The law of attraction is real. It is very, very real. If you want something, you can have it. Whatever you want in this life, you can have it. First thing you have to do is say that you want it. That's the first thing. If you can't even tell yourself, you won't have it. When I woke up one morning and I said, you know what, I'm going to start my own podcast network. I was already doing a show, but I decided, why not start a network? Why not do more than just sports? I'm bigger than just basketball. I can talk about way more. I have much more to give to the world as far as content goes. You know, it's more than just basketball, more than just that. So I decided to start a network, and I wanted to help other people have a voice and, you know, get their opinions and, you know, definitely have some fun as well. Just really get some great content out there to the world. And I didn't even think this many people would be supporting me and be on board with it, but GPN started with one show, one basketball show, and then it went to two. The Key to Success, this podcast. Thank you for listening. Then it goes to Health as Wealth, Money Talks. Now we're at 10 shows, and soon it'll be 20, and soon it'll be 30. We just keep progressing, and it's because I said I want a network, and I wrote down on a little post-it note, I said I'm going to have the biggest podcast network in the world before June. I wrote that down in January. It's March, and we've been doing nothing but building. Nothing but building. The website is going. Everything is going well. We're promoting a lot more. We, like I said, keep adding shows. We have multiple genres. Pretty much everything you want to listen to, we have on the Greatness Podcast Network. And that's all because this is what I said I wanted. I said I want the greatest podcast network in the world. And as soon as I decided that, I have it. I have it. That's the first thing you have to do. I said I wanted that, and I even attracted the right people. I made so many good connections with people behind the scenes that are so helpful. And, man, that's just it's a blessing. I met the perfect people to help me progress and just to learn from them. Big shout out to my guy, Chris Axman, over at the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. You know, he's another person that, again, helped me with the behind the scenes stuff and just give me valuable information, valuable tips and ideas. And there's a lot of people I met that helped me on this path. And I attracted those people because of what I said I wanted. Now, when I said I wanted to do a good basketball podcast, I met the right people to do basketball podcasts. Yeah, it was cool. But now that I'm trying to go bigger, I'm meeting the right people. I'm running into the right people. And it just happens. Once you say you want it and you start really, and you really, really believe it, it just happens. Like, I have people on Facebook contacting me now because they want to interview me to be on their show because they're impressed with what I'm doing on my network. And now people are looking into my story and what I've done. And it's just, it's amazing because I always knew I would be at this point. I didn't know how, but I knew I would get here. And once I realized that, okay, I got to start attracting the right people. I got to start putting myself around the right people. My life changed. And that's for a lot of people that, even if you want to go back and go deeper, I come from a bad neighborhood. I come from where most people just aren't really trying to do anything with their life, where they don't really have goals. They don't have focus. They don't want a career. They don't want to do anything. That's them. You know, for me, I always told myself I'm going to have more in life. I'm always going to be more. I've been telling people since I was young, I'm going to be a millionaire by the time I'm 25. And funniest part is I turned 25 in January. And now my life has just opened up. And I feel like I've been attracting these type of things my whole life. I shook hands with millionaires and billionaires when I was homeless living in my car in San Diego. I was meeting people who drove the Rolls Royce and Bentleys and owned multiple restaurants. And people just live lavish lives. And I'm just a kid that I lived in my car at the time. I'm 19. I lived in my car and I'm meeting millionaires. That is another thing that showed me I will be at another level in my life. I just have to make sure I continue to attract the right people and put the right things, right energy into the atmosphere. And as soon as I started doing that, now I'm progressing. So the law of attraction is very, very, very real. Definitely, I'll put some information in the description below so everybody can go and check out some books, some great content that I've read on it that really taught me a lot. And I'm not a super fan of reading, but if you read this, I'm telling you, it'll change your life. It will change you. Check out a lot of this content, man. I'm telling you, it's great stuff. Thank you all for listening to another episode of the Key to Success podcast. I'm your host, Chris. Follow me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness. Come and interact with me. I'll always respond to people. Reach out. I'm looking for people to come on the show, tell their story. You know, I just want to hear your version of success. If you want to be a guest, you know, reach out to me. Definitely on Facebook. The Facebook page is the Greatness Podcast Network. We're there. The website is greatnesspodcastnetwork.wordpress.com. Check out all the other shows on the network. We got finances, we got health, we have our red pill category, man. I'm excited. Our red pill category will feature a lot of other information, you know, the abstract things, you know, the stuff that they, quotations, don't want you to know. So check everything out at blogtalkradio.com/GPN. All the content is there, all the shows are there, man. Thank y'all for listening.